with some others, it's possible for him to think. I understand this. Of course I understand this. And strangely for us, or not so strangely for us, modern science is also advancing to a stage, or reached a stage, where to explain these things scientifically is also possible. Or no? I doubt very much. Explain means, to me, X is to push out, externalize, and explain means externalize what is plain within, to me. I doubt very much whether what we explain is plain to ourselves. Only when it is plain, when it is clear within me, can be externalized. In our case, the explain means it was plain, not for me. You know, ex-mayor means one who was mayor some time ago. Ex-husband. So explain in our case means it was plain to somebody else, not to me. It's not plain to me. In the case of that sage who engaged himself in the dialogue, which is recorded in the Upanishads, in his case, the truth was clear, plain, real. And he was able to communicate it to the student sitting in front of him. He explained it. Only if it is as clear to you as the shirt on your back, on your front, I think, not even back. It is then possible to explain it. Ascharyo vakta kusalo silabdha. We'll take up this Kathopanishad also for detailed study. In the Kathopanishad, the teacher is thrilled at the right questions the student asks. He says, "My God, you are a wonderful student. Why? Because you ask the right questions." And wonderful is the teacher who is able to explain this truth. And wonderful is the student who is able to grasp it, understand it, assimilate it. And hence they insisted upon the qualifications of a student. If one is not mature for this understanding, it is perhaps wasted, or what is worse, can be destructive. One little story of how it can be destructive, and only one part we will discuss today, one part of that story. It is said that once upon a time there was an assembly in heaven, in the realm of Brahma the creator. Is it true? Maybe, may not be. But there is a reason why the creator is brought in here as the teacher. Among his students were both gods and demons. That is why. If you think of a nice holy man in the Himalayas, he would be teaching only good people, not these wicked demons. But creator being the creator of both gods and demons, he is equally accessible to gods and demons. Both are, all are his children. he was teaching them. And he said, "My children, there is the Self, which is infinite. And that is marvelous, that's beyond corruption, beyond hunger, beyond thirst. It's forever in bliss, forever in peace." All these gods and demons listen to it avidly, with great zeal and enthusiasm. Then he said, "He who knows this rules the world, rules the whole world." Hi, that's good. They were not interested in self-knowledge, which is the knowledge of the infinite, realization of the infinite. But the last bit was the tempting. "He who knows this becomes the ruler of the three worlds." Then they both went their own way out, held counsel among themselves. The demons were quick. They're always quick. Said, "Let's go, quick." They sent their leader, one called Virochana. "Go and find out what it is, so that we may be the ruler of the three worlds, not the gods." And this Virochana came in to see his father, Brahma, the creator. "Father, you said that there is knowledge of something, self. What is that knowledge? Can you teach me?" He says, "Yes, my son, that's quite simple. Look into that mirror. What do you see? What would be your answer?" "Oh, I see myself." That was what he said innocently. "Look into the mirror. What do you see?" "I see myself." "That's it. That's self." That is the self. He said, "That seems to be quite simple." "It is." The snag here is that this man in his answer said, "I see myself." If you see yourself, that's all. What more do you want? To make it doubly clear, he said, "Bring a basin of oil. See any oil." And he brought. "Here you are. Look into that. What do you see?" "I see myself." "That's itself." He said, "My God, why didn't I understand this without this man coming and telling me all this? It's quite simple. The body is the self. And one must make this body so strong and powerful, mighty, almighty. Man, eat, drink and be merry. And if you go on eating, you never feel hunger. If you go on drinking, you never feel thirsty. It's quite simple, isn't it? That's what this old man said. It is beyond hunger, beyond thirst. And if only you make it so strong, nobody can stand in front of you, box everybody, kill everyone and become supreme in this world." Right? Simple, ran away to his followers and told them, "My friends, I have acquired the greatest knowledge in the world. Eat, drink and be merry. If anyone comes to challenge you, box him, hit him." That's the devil's philosophy. It's pure, simple misunderstanding of the truth. Non-understanding of the truth. Why is it so? Because you are not mature. If I am not mature, and I go to the teacher, and the teacher gives me the truth, with my immature mind and internal equipment, I am unable to assimilate the truth. And then I complain that the truth destroys me or destroyed me. It's not the truth that destroyed me. I am unable to assimilate it. There's also a lovely little legend. I don't know, I think we just said this to others some time ago. There was a very poor man who was also born blind, living next door to a very wealthy man. And one day he heard lots of weeping and wailing in the wealthy man's house. He groped his way into the wealthy man's house, knocked, and went to see this man. Both of them were young. And he said, "My friend, why are you crying like this?" And he was distraught with misery. He said, "Ah, my child died, first child died." I said, "Oh, that's bad. Why did it die?" "Oh, it was taking milk, swallowing milk, and it died. While swallowing milk, it died." "Milk? The poor man, he has never had milk. Too poor for that." "Milk? What is milk?" "He said, that white thing, man." "How do you explain milk to a born blind man by calling it white?" "That white thing." "White? What is white?" He is asking, you know, very patiently. I mean, that man is, he wants to cry for the lost child, and he has no patience to answer this fellow's questions. "White? What is white?" He had completely forgotten the original theme of the discussion. What is white? "The color of this crane. Don't you understand what is white? Crane." "Crane? What is crane?" "He is born blind, he hasn't seen a crane. What is crane?" "The thing that looks like that." And then he caught hold of that blind man's hand and passed it over. "The crane looks like that's obvious, isn't it? The crane looks like that. But then the association, the crane looks like this, crane is white, milk is white, and the child swallowed milk and died." So the blind man rubbed it. "Oh my God. It's no wonder following this, the child died." So in order to explain the truth, the teacher gives some analogy, some illustration, and you get hung on the illustration and forget the original theme. The illustration may be needed, but I shouldn't forget the original theme. And in order to do that, I need great, intense mental discipline plus a tremendous devotion. That's why this again hinges on the Raja Yoga practices. Can you avoid the distractions of the mind and go straight on, head on, towards the truth? Never deviating from the investigation. If that is not possible, then the whole Jnana Yoga becomes a study circle, a sort of intellectual pastime, entertainment. And therefore they insisted upon these qualifications and said if the student does not have these qualifications, forget it. Don't entertain him at all. It's destructive. It's of no use to anybody when this truth is not conveyed to one who is qualified it is of absolutely no use to that person. On the contrary, it can prove destructive. He can start a cult of his own and call it Jnana Yoga. The time is up.